You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say on this day of the week? Oh, gosh. Here we go again. It is Monday. It is, it's, I tell you what, it's a brand new month. Pinch Punch, second day of the month. It is October the 2nd. Yep, new month. And as we make our way up to the holiday season already, because November, we start getting some days off, don't we? Anyway, you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you on this Monday morning. Now, we've got a very interesting birthday to start off today, going back to the year 1869. Mahatma Gandhi was born on this day. And of course, he was the preeminent political and ideological leader of India, joined the Indian independence movement, a pioneer of Satyagraha, or resistance to tyranny through mass civil disobedience, a philosophy firmly founded upon Ahimsa, and or total non-violence. Gandhi, he led India to independence and inspired movements for civil rights and freedom across the world. And as you can see, they're still going on. Right, let's get cracking, shall we?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
When sun
called Good Morning Sunshine. A little bit of cloud out there this morning. You know that old adage, don't you? Telling the rain to go away. We need to turn around or look out the window and shout out, sunshine, sunshine, go away, we need rain today. We do indeed, don't we? We're getting these sort of showers. We had a storm yesterday, but it was off the coast here, looking out into the bay. Quite an energetic storm, but we need them inside. Haven't heard recently how we're doing with regards to the water, so if you're working for the ACP in either, do let us know how we're doing, how the lake's doing. I've not seen anything say recently. Right, so there we are. Let's bring us in nicely this morning. Aqua, good morning, sunshine. It is a Monday. What do we do on Mondays? We play lots of music. Check in with Ingrid a little bit later on, of course, and Yasmin as well. The lead into that song, isn't it? That's Foreigner and Waiting for a Girl Like You. 1981, that was released by the British-American rock band Foreigner. Second single from their album called Four. There's some logic in there somewhere. And it was co-written by Lou Gramm and Mick Jones. Now, the I mentioned the opening to that song. The opening riff to that, or the motif, was written by Ian McDonald. And the distinctive synthesizer theme, that was performed by the then little-known guy called Thomas Dolby. And sometimes, I tell you what, that's brought us down. We're just a few seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. So it's about time to do this, I think. Put you in the shower, get you on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday. So far, it's a lovely Monday, but we do need that rain. Shower outside. There we go. The water will get recycled. Right, what have we got for you in the shower, this morning? Don't call me baby. Alright? Please? Call me Jerry with a G. Not Jerry with a J. Oh, don't call me baby. In the shower with you this morning. Just past 18 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. Time to get you out of the shower. And say on your way to wherever it is you're going today. Here on The Breakfast Show, great music going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. As I said, we will check in with Ingrid for Everyday Story at Country Folk and with Yasmin, see how the weekend went. I saw some pictures on social media. She in a box. She was in a box, yeah. Thinking of getting one for the studio as well. Would I do such a thing? Right, our next piece of music this morning, I can't wait. Hackney Diamonds is coming up. It is the upcoming 24th British and 26th American studio album by, of course, the Rolling Stones. Set for release on the 20th of October on Polydor. Can't wait. The album features guest stars on there, Elton John, Lady Gaga, Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder and Bill Wyman. And the first studio album of original material by the band since a Bigger Bang, which was 2005. Can you believe that? And the band's first album following the death of drummer Charlie Watts in 2021. Though he contributed to selected tracks before his departure. But there we go. Oh, the Rolling Stones. Of course, the lead single, which has already been released.
Yeah.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go, that's called Hypnotized, and it's by German DJ, it was a Purple Disco Machine, and featuring on there the British pop band Sophie and the Giants. The song that was released on the 8th of April back in 2020 on Positiva Records. And there's also, by the way, I haven't got it, I must see if I can find it, an acoustic rendition of the song as well, and that was released in November of 2020. If you are keeping eye on the time, well, we're going to have a little break, and then we will take a look and see what is happening in the world with some international news stories and a little bit of business thrown in for, well, good luck.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever dreamed of studying and working abroad? How does Ireland sound? Don't miss Global Possibility Studies Educational Fair on September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel.
you'll be able to meet five of the most renowned Irish universities and learn about their bachelor and master degrees. Get to know Ireland's flexible immigration laws, financing opportunities, and how to get your full-time work permit for 2 years after graduation in the Emerald Isle. Don't forget to visit the fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies and find out about all learning opportunities in Ireland.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
And they are some good advice. Do go out there and support our advertisers here on the program. Right, let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news for this morning. We'll throw in a little bit of business info as well. The EU foreign ministers, they held their first ever meeting outside the bloc in Ukraine on Monday, a show of support for the country after a pro-Russian candidate won an election in Slovakia. And the United States Congress omitted funding for Kyiv from a spending bill. We're convening a historic meeting of EU foreign ministers here in Ukraine, candidate country and future member of the EU, Borrell said on X. We are here to express our solidarity and support to the Ukrainian people. United States President Joe Biden on Sunday pressed congressional Republicans to back a bill to provide more aid to Ukraine, saying that he was sick and tired of the political brinkmanship that nearly led to a government shutdown. Biden spoke after Congress passed a stopgap bill on Saturday that extended government funding for more than a month and avoided a shutdown that would have left most of the federal government's more than 4 million employees without a paycheck and cut a wide range of services. Donald Trump and his family business are set to stand trial in New York today, Monday, in a civil fraud case that could deal a major blow to the former U.S. president's real estate empire. Trump, the front-runner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, is accused by Democratic New York Attorney General Letitia James of inflating the value of his assets by billions of dollars to secure better loan and insurance terms. A church roof collapsed during Sunday Mass in a northern Mexican city, killing at least 9 people and injuring 40, authorities said, as rescuers worked into the night, desperately looking for another 30 people believed to be trapped under the rubble. Working under floodlights, military personnel supported emergency services using rescue dogs and earth-moving equipment to identify and dig out survivors from the ruins of the church in Ciudad Madero, a city on the Gulf Coast near the port of Tampico. Hungarian scientist Katalin Karikó and U.S. Colleague Drew Weissman, who met in line for a photocopier before making mRNA molecule discoveries together that paved the way for COVID-19 vaccines, won the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize, Nobel Prize at any rate for medicine on Monday. The laureates contributed to the unprecedented rate of vaccine development during one of the greatest threats to human health in modern times, the Swedish award-giving body said in the latest accolade for the pair. Candidates vying for Ecuador's presidency agreed in a debate on Sunday on the need to beef up security in the Andean country, but differed on how to improve the economy.
Leftist Luisa Gonzalez, a lawyer and protege of former President Rafael Correa, and young businessman Daniel Noboa will compete in a runoff vote on the 15th of October. Gonzalez won the first round with almost 34% of the votes, while Noboa took a surprised second place. A grizzly bear attacked and killed two people and their dog in Alberta's Braniff National Park, according to Canadian park officials and a friend of the victims. Parks Canada said in a statement on Saturday night that it had received an alert Friday from a GPS device indicating a bear attack in the Red Deer River Valley west of Yaha Tinder Ranch in Banff National Park. The bear was later euthanized after it displayed aggressive behavior, said the agency. Annual inflation in Peru decelerated to 5.04% in September to hit its lowest level in more than 2 years, according to official figures published on Sunday. Though the consumer prices, though, remained some way above the central bank's target rate. Data from National Statistics Agency, the INEI, showed the key index based on the metropolitan region of Lima slowed to its lowest level since August of 2021, when it stood at 4.95%. About 4,000 workers, represented by the United Auto Workers Union, the UAW, reached an agreement with Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks just before midnight Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, the union and the company said. The temporary agreement must still be ratified by the UAW. World markets have struggled to put a testing third quarter behind them on Monday, with stocks and the euro ticking lower, bonds still on edge, and a last-minute deal to avert a US government shutdown barely lifting Wall Street's futures. An opening move higher from the pan-European stocks at 600 quickly gave way in the face of some weak PMI data, denting traders' hopes for its first three-session run of back-to-back gains since the middle of August. MSCI's 47-country world index was also lower, having lost 7% since July amid a sharp rise in oil prices and global borrowing costs. And talking of oil prices, well, they held steady today, Monday, after suffering losses at the end of last week, as investors focused return to a tight global supply outlook, while a last-minute deal that avoided a U.S. government shutdown restored some risk appetite. Brent December crude futures, that rose 17 cents, or 0.18% to $92.37 a barrel. That was by 8:02 Greenwich Mean Time today, after falling 90 cents on Friday. Brent November futures settled 7 cents lower at $95.31 a barrel at the contract's expiry on Friday. Tokyo, here's a nice one. If you fancy something new, it's coming up for Christmas, isn't it? Tokyo-based startup Tsubame Industries has developed a 4.5-meter-tall, that's 14.8-feet, four-wheeled robot that looks like Mobile Suit Gundam from the widely popular Japanese animation series, and it can be yours. Yes, Christmas is coming. $3 million. Called Archax after the avian dinosaur, the Archaeopteryx, the robot has cockpit monitors that receive images from cameras hooked up to the exterior so that the pilot can maneuver the arms and hands with joysticks from inside its torso. The 3.5-ton robot, which will be unveiled at the Japan Mobility Show later this month, has two modes, the upright robot mode and a vehicle mode, in which it can travel up to, wait for it, 6 miles an hour, or 10 kilometers an hour. Might be quite imposing, but it's going to take a while to get around, isn't it? Anyway, there we go. That's some of the items that we can find in the local, well, the international news. We look at the local news at 8 o'clock. International news, and as I said, a little bit of business news there thrown in for good luck.
I think it's back to the music, don't you? Grace Jones. I Need a Man. Yes, there she goes, Grace Jones, and I Need a Man. She was quite something. Remember, she was being interviewed by a guy on British TV called Russell Harty, and he obviously says something which didn't like, and he got slapped right across the face from Grace Jones. She was, well, she was definitely individual, was Grace. She was a model, she was an actor, she was all sorts of things, and made good music as well. But we heard all about finance, didn't we, and all etc. etc. So don't forget our friends who were with us last week. Rossio, if you're looking at some financial help, well, they're the people to talk to. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Rossio and Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Does a good job of that one, doesn't he? There we are, Rod Stewart. Have you ever seen the rain? And the one before that, of course, that was Mr. Harry Styles and As It Was. We are 11 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Great to be with you on this Monday morning, 2nd of October. Yep, here we go. Oh, coming up to that time of year, aren't we? Right, let me see. Somebody else born on this day, the 2nd of October. And we're going to go back to 1904. Graham Greene, if you're a reader, it might ring a bell with you, an English author, playwright and a literary critic, known for such works as Brighton Rock, The Power and the Glory, The Heart of the Matter, The End of the Affair, The Confidential Agent, The Third Man, The Quiet American, Our Man in Havana, and The Human Factor. Quite a portfolio there, isn't he? Right. We are making our way to 10 minutes to 8 o'clock. Calvin Harris and the Rag and Bone Man. Collecting a load of rubbish. Rag and Bone Man, by the way. You may not have heard that expression. It's but in the old days, they used to go around the streets of the horse and cart. And that's what used to take all rags and all sorts of things. A little bit like the guy who goes around the streets now. You know, going, Labradora! Getting all the metal bits, you know. So, yeah. There was a British comedy series as well called Steptoe and Son about that many years ago. Anyway, I digress. This is called Giant.
I understood loneliness before I knew what it was. I saw the pills on your table for your unrequited love. I would be nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us, both of us, both of us, both of us. I am a giant. Stand up on my shoulders, tell me what you see. Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking boulders underneath our feet.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends.
Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. What a great track. Beautiful bit of blues there from B.B. King, and The Thrill Is Gone. But do hang around, because we're going on till 10 o'clock this morning.
Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Do you want to study and work abroad but don't know where? Global Possibility Studies and Education Ireland have the perfect opportunity for you in their educational fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. Get to know everything about their programs, financing opportunities, and interact with the representatives of five of the most renowned universities in Ireland. Come to the fair and learn how to apply to a postgraduate degree with the possibility of obtaining your full-time work permit for 2 years. This September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
La línea 3 del metro elevará el tren de vida de miles de panameños que residen en Panamá Oeste. Pronto será una realidad que contribuirá a un desplazamiento rápido y seguro desde y hacia la ciudad capital.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Baby.
all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
We started those two off with Rick Springfield and Don't Talk to Strangers, good advice. And following on there, that was the Kongs and featuring the Ephemerals there. And it was called I Feel So Bad. I don't. I feel quite good. We're just making our way to 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. It is the 2nd of October. Yes, making our way through the months. And we've got a couple of people born on this day that both happen to be comedians. We are going back in time. A lot of you probably won't remember Groucho Marx. Born in 1890, American comedian and a film star, whose rapid-fire delivery of innuendo-laden patter earned him many admirers. Probably get locked up today. He made 13 feature films with his siblings, the Marx brothers, of whom he was the third born. And also born on this day in the year 1895, so just 5 years later than Groucho Marx, was Bud Abbott. And he was an American actor, producer, and a comedian, best known as the straight man of the comedy team of Abbott and Costello, with Lou Costello. There you are. Two very similars.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter.
you're asking for. And everybody in the front room's tripping out. You left your bottle at the door. Cause everybody in the back room's spinning out. You don't remember what you're asking for. And everybody in the front room's tripping out. You left your bottle at the door.
I've got to quite like that one. That comes from Barnes Courtney. Glitter and Gold. That's one of those songs when I was watching a series on TV the other week. And that was being played in the background. I like that. So I always keep my Shazam close at hand. And there you are. That's it. So I managed to get hold of a copy of that. I do quite like it. I can't remember, though, which series it was. It's a tough life when you get older, I tell you. At least I remembered it's October. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. I think we should go and see if we can find Ingrid, shall we? See what's happening in the world of Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's Monday. It's October. Happy October, White Rabbits. And what a week. We're back in El Valle. Oh, the weekend was kind of good, kind of odd. We had to take Chelsea to the vet on Friday. Saturday morning, because she hadn't done her business, and the doctor said, you know, we're going to give her some injections, some this, some that, and the other, and try to get her to move her bowels and move her pee-pee. So when she finally did, it was like a giant celebration on Saturday, Saturday afternoon. Woo, yeah, and Sunday morning when she moved everything together, both, oh my goodness, sorry to talk about that, but you know, when the dogs and the cats have problems and they're your furry four-legged children, what are you going to do? You got to take care of them. So she's doing much better, thank goodness. So we had some, like I said, going to the vet. We went to the Oktoberfest. It was very fun. We had some good times with the owners. Had to teach them a little German because I had to teach them Dankeschön and Bitteschön because they were serving us and they're saying gracias y por nada. And I was like, you know, if you're dressed in lederhosen, which they all were, and you're serving beer, which they all were, and eating bratwurst and nachwurst and all the other great German foods, the least you could do is say Dankeschön and Bitteschön. And they were so cute after having learned how to say all those things. It was very cute. So we got to catch up with the rider, which was always very nice to do. She's looking good, having got some good stuff going on the horizon. Very proud of all her work that she's doing. And then getting back here, wow. Oh, so, goodness sakes. All this green and everything. You know, the city is hot. It is very hot. But in the shade, we went to Park Omar, and I'd never really spent any time in that park. But the doctor said, take the dog to the park and let her see a lot of green. Maybe that's what she needs, is to have some green area to do her business. And by golly, I took my pipes and we played a little bit and we tossed the ball and we ran back and forth. And you know, next thing you know, we had success on at least one part. So it's a beautiful day to spend in the city. We had a great time. Thank you all for getting out of the road. And traffic was great coming home. Until next time, back to you in the studio.
Achtung! Guten Tag!
Thank you.
1980s hits there with the Tone Band, and that's Germany Calling. You never come where they came from. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, half past the hour of 8 o'clock, and don't forget we're with you through till 10. Still to come, we're going to check in with Yasmin, and let me see, great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock, or about 5 at 2. Now, this one from the Commodores, still...
Morning's just a moment away, and I'm without you once again. You laughed at me, you said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that go away, so many words we didn't say, two people lost in a storm. Where did we go? Where'd we go?
You and I must make a pact.
go. Two nice, relaxing songs. Started off with the Commodores, and that was Still. And Michael Jackson, and I'll Be There. And that was the Wayne Wilkins remix. The time on The Breakfast Show is just 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Now, I tell you what, I was watching a program on the BBC over the weekend, and it was one of these cultural interviews, and it was an interview with Rina Sawayama. She's from Japan. She's an English singer, though, and Sawayama, that's how I think you pronounce it, Rina. It was a really, really interesting interview, and very, very interesting for the fact, I mean, she's now, you know, quite a pop star. I've got to look up more of her music, because I must admit to admitting that I hadn't heard much about her at all. But very, very intelligent. And she went to, I think it was Cambridge. She went to either Oxford or Cambridge. Very, very well educated. But she's really quite a performer. And over the, when we had the pandemic over there, she made friends online, like we often do, don't we, with people. But she made friends with Elton John. And, they have made a record together. Elton John, together with Rina Sawayama. And it's called Chosen Family. And I thought you might like to hear it. So here it is this morning. Another quite relaxing track. I do like that. Rina Sawayama and Elton John. And St. Rina Sawayama, born in Japan, and she was born in a place called Niigata in Japan. She immigrated to London with her parents at the age of 5 years. And 2017, she self-released her debut extended play, which was called Rina, after signing to Dirty Hit in 2020. She released her debut studio album, which was Sawayama, to critical acclaim. Her second studio album, Hold the Girl, was released on the 16th of September last year, known for her musical versatility. And Sawayama has also modeled for fashion campaigns and made her film acting debut in the action film John Wick Chapter 4. Let's check that one out. I might have watched them, I'm not sure. When she moved to London, she was educated. She attended Magdalene College in Cambridge, where she studied politics, psychology, and sociology. And she's become a big pop star. You mentioned her mum and dad. Why don't you go out and get a real job? After sending you to Cambridge. She's very, very interesting. If you get a chance to watch that interview, it was on BBC, one of the cultural interviews. Absolutely brilliant. She's got a new fan. There we go, called Juan Belamonte. That is The Snuts, and they're a Scottish indie rock band that were formed in 2015, originating from West Lothian up there in Scotland. Performed across the United Kingdom and Ireland, the band consists of Jack Cochrane on vocals and guitar, Joe McIlvary on guitar, Callum 29 Wilson on bass, and Jordan Joko McKay on drums. And they were formed when they were members of the same school. Wilson McIlvary and McKay went to the primary school with each other, and they met Cochrane in the secondary school. Dave Wilson has said that we've only ever really played music together, so I can't really imagine it any other way. They've been influenced by the likes of the Libertines and Arctic Monkeys and Scottish Ned culture growing up as well. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, 11.5 minutes exactly before 9 o'clock.
This is our song for Andy.
Maybe I don't wanna know the reason why, but lately you don't talk to me, and darling, I can see me in your eyes. Hold you near, but you're so far away. Your love flow back to me. How can you leave and let this feeling die?
You
alone are the living thing that keeps me alive. And
tomorrow,
if I'm here without your love, you know I can't survive.
Let your love flow back to me. I can't believe and let this feeling die.
This happy room would be a lonely place when you were gone. And I won't even have your shoulder for the crying on. No other woman's love could be as true. I'm begging you.
Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it.
Baby, baby, baby. It comes from TLC. Some tender loving care there. And before that, our love, Don't Throw It All Away from the Bee Gees. And featuring a soundtrack as well there from Andy Gibb. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're 3 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget we do have it again for you at the top of the hour. Check in with Yasmin in the last hour this morning, see if we can find anybody born on this day in music, and, well, see how her weekend went as well.
How can I be real?
Something I've tried not to do recently. Bob Morrison and I Looked in the Mirror. Big mistake. Time for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play this.
Nobody feels any pain tonight as I stand inside the rain. Everybody knows that baby's got new clothes, but lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls. Just like a woman. Yes, she does. She makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does. And she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. She's my friend. Yes, I believe I'll go see her again. Nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she finally sees that she's like all the rest, with her fog, her amphetamine, and her pearls. She takes just like a woman. Yes, she makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. The first, and I was dying of thirst, so I came in here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here. Ain't it clear that I just can't fit? Yes, I believe it's time for us to quit. When we meet again, introduced as friends. Please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Ah, you think just like a woman. Yes, do you make love just like a woman. Yes, do, then you ache just like a woman. But you break just like a little girl.
The best place to be in the mornings.
Jack returned up the hill. Somebody else
take out some insurance and be sure she won't give her that love.
Just like
that sweet, sweet love. She wants it just like you. Cause she can fool around. I tell just her like she you will do. Fool around.
There we go, that's Ray Parker Jr. and Radio there, and Woman Needs Love. Of course, before that one, a good track from Bob Dylan and Just Like a Woman. And that was released, by the way, it was from his seventh studio album, Blonde on Blonde, and that was in 1966, written by Dylan and produced by Job Johnson. And Dylan apparently allegedly wrote it on Thanksgiving Day in 1965, though some biographers doubt this, concluding that he most likely improvised the lyrics in the studio. They are Bob Dylan. We're going to take another piece of music, after which we'll check in and see what's happening in the world of Yaz. 21 Pilots. Get you home. Level of Concern is what it's called. One Pilots and Level of Concern. And it is time to say very good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
It's sunny shiny again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had rain yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm.
But out in the bay.
Yes.
That's not a lot of good, is it, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not very helpful.
No.
I haven't heard anything, by the way. I haven't seen anything in the news recently about what the water levels are like now.
Mm-hmm. No, me neither.
They're keeping quiet. One day we just turn the tap on, there'll be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn the tap on and a container ship will come out.
Mm.
So, anyway, how was your weekend?
Good. On Saturday, I went to El Dorado Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice because I haven't been there like in 2 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I found out a lot of new stores.
It's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've improved the parking, haven't they, since you went there last?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw you in a box.
Oh, yes.
It's a good idea.
It's kind of a Barbie box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought of getting one for here. You could put you in the corner. Yeah, what was that event then?
It was organized by Fundayuda.
Mm-hmm.
Because October is Cancer Awareness Month.
Ah, okay.
So mm-hmm. we started there, and also Ford Motors mm-hmm. Were there, and we got the invitation from them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people involved in, you know, this type of awareness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some of the survivors were there. They had a talk and... what else? Oh, we took some photos and yeah, we really enjoyed the time there.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything else over the weekend? Or
then
did you need to have a nap?
No, on Sunday I was just working.
Mm-hmm. And what about Ian? Volleyballing?
Oh, yes, he was practicing and they had a fair yesterday. So he was playing the saxophone.
Oh, okay.
So he was busy the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. good. Good mm-hmm. for him.
Yeah.
So, so what have you got lined up for this week? Got a busy week, or?
Well, yes. Tomorrow is the press conference of the Dragon Boat.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Because Ian was doing that at one time, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can't do everything, you know.
Exactly.
Well, you can at that age.
So yeah, tomorrow is the press conference and it's coming next weekend, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to
mm-hmm.
be that event at Amador.
Okay.
And tomorrow is also another press conference at the Bio Museum because they had a new exhibition.
Uh-huh.
It's open already. And it's about birds, thanks to Audubon.
Mm-hmm.
They open up that exhibition.
Oh,
so
well,
I'm going tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it?
During the week, there's a few more events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but oh. I have to check out.
Okay. And what about Born on the Same Music? Who we got?
Oh, yes. We got, the first one is Lolly Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized it's a man.
Lolly?
Not a woman, yep. He was born in 1939. Guitarist and singer with Redbone. Who had the 1971 UK number 2 and US number 21 single, The Witch Queen of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And the 1974 US number 4 hit single, Come and Get Your Love.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, do you remember Redbone?
No, I don't think so.
And Lolly is an unusual sort of name for a bloke, isn't
mm-hmm.
it, really? Yeah.
Exactly.
Can you imagine his kids? You know, if it was the father, called him Lollipop.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tell you what, they made some good music. So we're going to play two in a row.
Good.
From Redbone. Starting, mm-hmm. of course, with Witch Queen of New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Two in a row from Redbone there. Started off with, of course, The Witch Queen of New Orleans and following on with Come and Get Your Love. Do you remember both of those?
Oh, yes. And see. I love the last one.
See, yes, see, huh? See, you're getting on a bit now, aren't you? Yes. Getting old here in the studio. So, there we go. And who's our other one now? I know who this one is. A big favourite of mine.
Oh, yeah. The next one is Don McLean.
Exactly.
He was born in 1945. Mm-hmm. U.S. singer, songwriter, 1971 U.S. and 1972 U.K. Number one single, American Pie. A song inspired by the death of Buddy Holly.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Who was Buddy Holly?
He was a singer.
Oh, okay.
Don't you know, I'll find a piece of music from Buddy Holly. No, because that was the plane, they said there's the plane crash at the Big Bopper, they're all on one plane.
That's
all about that, the day the music died.
Mm-hmm,
anyway,
okay.
So we're going to listen to that, and I'll dig out a Buddy Holly one as well for you.
Mm-hmm.
All okay. Right?
Thank
oh,
you.
We can do that. Do anything we want, really, can't we?
Yeah.
There's nobody listening. Anyway, just in case you hadn't heard the first one by Redbone, that's the beginning again. I forgot to load it onto the deck. There we go.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance,
that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so.
Sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime.
See, I know all the words to this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
That was a great song. It goes on for about 8 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a record you used to play if you wanted to go to the bathroom, uh-huh. You know. Marva dropped the line, says, thanks for elaborating on the story. So I loved the song, she said, but I always wondered what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it is because, as you know, the repeated phrase is the day that the music died. Mm-hmm. And it was referring to that plane crash in 1959. It killed early rock and roll stars, Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, Ritchie Valens, and ending, it says, the era of early rock and roll. And this became the popular nickname for that crash.
Mm-hmm.
And theme song, well, it goes a little bit beyond that. Maureen McLean's childhood music heroes, reflecting the deep cultural changes and profound disillusion and loss of innocence of his generation.
Wow.
Yes, mm-hmm. Those were the good old days. You could lose your innocence quite easily. Anyway, Marva, lovely to hear from you. Nice to know you're out there listening. Also, I'll tell you what, I'll say good morning to Renee. Because she dropped a line first thing this morning,
mm-hmm.
And she was leaving. She was leaving because they went to Santorini for the weekend,
mm-hmm.
As you do, yeah. If you live in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And you just pop on a plane and disappear and have a long weekend. We have to drive out of town with the traffic. We spend more hours in the traffic than we do wherever it is we're going. Anyway, they dropped us a little line first thing this morning. And they're back. They're back in Athens now.
Mm-hmm.
Rick's gone to pick up the dogs.
Oh, that's good.
And Renee's probably getting ready to do the washing and the housework. You know what she's like.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's also sent me a picture here. She was doing FaceTime with their eldest daughter, who's 24, yesterday from Santorini. Isn't it clever how you can do all this stuff now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can do anything, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember the days when I used to have to pay, was it $2.36 a minute to call England on the telephone?
How are you?
You know, bankrupt our company almost. Especially when I was talking to my mother, you know, that long ago. It was a 30-minute flight, so it wasn't too bad from Santorini to Athens.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it looks like you had a lovely time. Thank you for all the pictures. I'm sort of living my life vicariously, you know, going on holidays mm-hmm. with them.
Yes, so exactly.
You and I live in Athens and
mm-hmm.
in Denver in Colorado
mm-hmm.
with Rowena and Phil up there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we travel the world here on mm-hmm. the Breakfast Show. Neil, of course, in the United Kingdom and Paul and Maria in the United Kingdom. We travel around while we sit here in the Breakfast Show.
Exactly.
Saves us a fortune for holidays, I tell you. Anyway, I tell you what, now we're going back to the day the music died, and I mentioned Buddy Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of his tracks, my favourite one of his. It's True Love Ways.
You know why you and I will by and by no true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I know true love ways. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why, just you and I know true love why.
There we are, Buddy Holly. See, he's only 22 when he died.
Wow.
It makes you wonder, you know, if these people are still alive, what great music they might have brought out that we'd be listening to today, but they never did. They didn't get the chance.
Yeah.
So, sad song.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. Oh, yes, I told you. Renee's got the first lot of washing in the machine already.
She got what?
She got her first lot of washing.
Ah.
Renee, in the machine already. She's doing the washing. Renee's just got back in.
Oh, yeah.
Have a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, don't worry about it. It'll still be dirty tomorrow.
Exactly.
Anyway, lovely to hear from you, Renee and Rick over there in Athens. And we're also coming up, we're running a little bit of thing about soon coming up to the annual Christmas ball, you know. Well, the British ball.
Yes.
Yeah, beginning of December. So we're putting a bit of information out about that. I'm going to do that. And then when we come back, I'm going to play Chain Lightning. This is another Don McLean song. It's one of my favourites, but it doesn't get played so much. And that's off of an album. It's called Chain Lightning as well. And you and I will be back together, won't we, on tomorrow morning?
Exactly.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
Another working day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, looking forward to November. All the best. Take care, yes.
See you tomorrow, mate.
You're listening to us on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3. That's Cool FM. Smoothest place near Radio Dial. As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Ball. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
Sometimes when I'm thinking that love's not around, my heart begins sinking. I don't hear a sound, and the world is in blackness. No light shines on me. I suffer no blindness. No one can I see. Then a flash from the heavens, like a loud jagged wire, and the silence is broken, and the night is on fire. It's like chain lightning, this love that I feel. Who knows where it strikes, or when it will hit, how long it will last, or when.
struck down by the blast. The fever is churning and the heat rises fast. And those standing nearest can show but I swear if they touch me that they too will burn. They fear for their lives, for death will soon dwell in the warmth of your fire of hell. It's like chain lightning, this love that I feel.
There you go, I told you I do like that song by Don McLean. In fact, it's a seven, it's nearly 8 minutes long, a little bit like American Pie. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to move that over to tomorrow's playlist, so I want to listen to that again. I could do it when you're not here, but I'm not going to. So I'm going to put that back on tomorrow's playlist. Right, that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. It's gone quite quickly this morning. And let's say our big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, made her way back from the countryside, back to Elvi from the city. Big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, here in the breakfast show studio. For who was born on this day. A couple of good ones. Don McLean and Lollipop from Redbourne. Let's see. We've got Hank Neal, our co-producer over there in the United Kingdom. Gets a lot of our background information for us. The boys and girls, the Creeper Guard, who keep us up and running. Good morning to Isaac, if you're there. Thanks for everything. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Stay tuned. Got two chat SOS coming up with Gigi. Stick around for that. Great programming going right through the day. But as for us, well, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, don't we say, do it carefully, don't we? Why? Want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.